Here in Cuba, we are surprised by the news of the firing of National Security Advisor John Bolton by President Donald Trump. We ask, what does it mean? And I have the pleasure to talk with Santiago Perez Benitez, researcher at the International Policy Research Center in Havana. Santiago, we ask ourselves, what does it mean?
Hi, Bastida. A greeting for you and your audience. I think that it's part of the internal troubles that have been going on in the White House and in general U.S. government. It's part of the whole style of instability in terms of personal staff of the Trump presidency. Remember that he had a program which was called The Apprentice, where he called the ones who were losing, he called them, you're fired, you have to go out. So it's part of his style. But deeper on that, I think that Bolton had his own views on foreign policy. He was characterized by being an extremist, even by Trump, who is an extremist, by the way. And I think that it has to do with their personal differences, with Bolton's style, with his assertiveness, and the idea that he didn't comply all the time and all the questions with President Trump, meaning that he was sometimes more right-wing than Trump himself, Pompeo, and others. I don't think that that would mean extreme changes in U.S. foreign policy. It's going to be the way it has been under Trump and the forces that are behind him. But for sure, the world is better without Bolton, who has been very tough in terms of his aggressiveness against Venezuela, Iran, Korea and others, and he was using Cuban colloquial terms. I don't know if the audience will get that, but he was a little bit indisciplined in that, in the way foreign policy making is being done in Washington under President Trump.
Well, it was a pleasure to have in our microphones in Radio Havana, Cuba, Santiago Perez Benitez, researcher at the International Policy Research Center of Havana. Reporting to you, Roberto Bastidas.